Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and I will be your host today. This is another in our ongoing series, The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with someone in the entertainment world. My guest today is Janet Robbins. Janet has just released her fourth CD, Song of the Gypsy Tree. Janet, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Simon. Good to be here.
I think a good place to start would be by telling our listeners a little about yourself. Who is Janet Robbins?
Oh, my goodness. I've been around music all my life, started early on playing music, and then found myself pulling away from music in my later teens through late 20s. Come from a musical background. My father was an entertainer and songwriter, and I spent a fair amount of time finding my expression, finding my interpretation of music, and thought for a period of time I would go into other fields, but came back around, and I'm glad I did. And my father passed on a great tradition to me of a pioneering spirit, and a lot of, I think, the music and direction that I take with the music is maybe unusual, and I draw from a lot of different inspiration and experiences, and try to craft something that is, true to who I am and what I can hear. How's that?
Just out of idle curiosity, what instrument did your father play?
Oh, my dad was mostly guitar and piano. He was a singer, and mostly songwriter, singer, but guitar and piano were his main instruments.
And, I already know the answer, but I'm going to ask it because our listeners don't. What do you like to play?
Oh, my gosh. I really like to create sound, however I can create it. I use the piano and guitar. I've played more in the past, more consistently, so that I could be an actual true musician, but I've, in later years, have really used the instruments to create sounds that wouldn't immediately be emanated from the instrument itself. I might use the piano and take the sound and manipulate it and in some way, or record sounds that I want to create loops from, and just, weave a bit of tapestry of sound.
You know what I would like to do is play a track from your new CD. Would you have any big objections if I played As in Winter?
No, sir, I don't think so.
Okay, this is As in Winter.
Frozen pond.
the stars to the sky could be my home forever, but no, would never be, was not meant to be.
Thank you.
I love the track, but I have to admit that, you know, my good buddy Billy of Glass Onion sent me a press release that said that you were in the mindset of Mike and Sally Oldfield and Kate Bush. I think he's wrong. I put you more in the Lorena McKennitt and Enya bucket. Where do you see bucket. Yourself?
Oh my gosh! I don't know. I certainly all of those people have been influential at different points. I think my younger inspirations, or when I was in more adolescent, I was listening to a lot of prog rock, a lot of Yes and Genesis, and you know, the Brits, and that influence musically is still really a big part, I think, of my music. I really see my influences really are from my environment and the world around me and my travels, and that so strong that you know, that's what I feel is more the influence, and that dictates the music more than anything. So I could be in the Enya bucket, that would be fine, or the Lorena McKennitt bucket, that would be okay too, or Mike and Sally Oldfield. they're all terrific artists, so I have no problem being compared in any way.
Okay, if I was to ask you the really hard question, you know, what genre would you put this under? You know,
I truly don't know. There are so many genres out there. There are genres for whatever words you want to string together, and whatever genre you want to create is a genre. And I don't know. I think some of the boundaries of genres has been really dissolved. And, you know, some people might throw it in the new age or ambient category, and I don't get that necessarily. However, I think the lyric content is certainly what I feel is a more, it's personal, but I'm a student of metaphysics and the world at large. I you know, like to consider you know, the spiritual influences. I don't know what genre would be really correct. Do you?
No. So I'll just move right along.
Well, we could create a genre for this. How's that?
That works for me.
Okay.
A question I always love to ask musicians, because I get different answers. You know, same question, different answer, but none of them are wrong. Do you start with the words and the music just comes after? Or do you start with the music and then the words naturally create themselves?
I have so many different ways. I think each song is a little different. A lot of times I'm more musically influenced. I might hear something or be drawn even to a certain sound, and that sound may dictate a kind of musicality, and an atmosphere is created around that that I might hum to, that you know, in a toning kind of way, where sometimes words just pop out, and that kind of what I think for me is a truer a deeper, coming from a deeper place, that I like to work that way. It's a little more intuitive, and I find it just has a wisdom on its own that if I can listen, you know, well enough, then I can hear it. So it's a mix. It's a mix. Certainly, there might be a phrase sometimes of words that then everything else is created around.
Yeah, it's a question I've asked many musicians, and I get mixed answers. You know, some say, "Oh, I have the words, and I can hear the music in the background," you know, and others say, "Well, it started with a guitar riff, yeah,
It's okay. I mean, as many different people as there are will have a different way of working, and it's such a, you know, it's such an individual experience that I think there is no one way, but whatever works.
Would you have any objection to me playing another track from your new album, The Meaning?
That would be perfectly fine, Simon. You go right ahead.
Okay. This is The Meaning. unfair question, but it's another of my favorite questions for musicians. Is there a story behind that track?
Oh, well, not a particular story. Well, I think there's, it's certainly probably the more literal lyric, and there is a nod to a certain religious persuasion. And I think it's more just how religion can be misused over people, and where's the soul and the essence of religion as opposed to the some of the more constraining aspects that actually I think maybe do more damage. So I come from both. Rebel and religious family, so it's a unique mix sometimes to try and balance.
Oh, I can understand that. Now, one of the things that I've noticed on your tracks is they're wonderfully orchestrated, and they are sheer pleasure to listen to. The big question is, are you more comfy in the studio or playing live?
Oh, well, I haven't played live in years. I think my foray into writing this way was an exploration in the beginning. When I say writing this way, I think moving into a more digital format and with larger capabilities as far as tracks, and it allowed me to discover things as a composer and compositionally that which is so pleasurable that I really wanted to continue, and did that the last three CDs and carried that same approach over to this CD. Only this CD has vocals. And yes, I would like to play live again, but a lot of the music has been a very solitary effort. And when I come to the part of, well, now I have to recreate this live, I'm tearing my studio apart, I'm having to do this sort of thing that never really felt quite right. So I think now, I just moved actually to back to California, and I'm in Northern California, and I'm looking forward to a little more of a live experience again, whether it's with this music or other music. There's an installation that I'm working on that I would like to create next year here in the San Rafael area. So that's probably where my efforts are going to take me in the nearest future.
So for right now, though, you're much more comfortable in the studio.
Well, I think that's really where, that's certainly where my effort has been. And although some of my, my most enjoyable musical experience has come from improvisational vocals with a couple of other people, and that on occasion has been public, that's just a wild ride, and I love that. It doesn't involve any gear, and it doesn't involve any recording, which I love too, but you have to have that experience of just in the moment creating and letting other people experience it. So
Do you have an internet presence, like a website or anything like
yes,
that?
Yes, of course. Yes, that would be janetrobbinsmusic.com. And CDs are available. CDs are available at CD Baby. I think there are some downloadable, songs on iTunes and the normal digital download sites. But the website is janetrobbinsmusic.com and CDs at CD Baby. And that's that.
Right. Well, I have to break some very bad news to you. Your CD, the cover, has janetrobbins.net. And
yeah,
it takes
it's horrible
you...
news. I know. Oh, let's not even go there right now. It's janetrobbinsmusic.com is the website. And I will be sending out the CDs with new labels.
Okay, I just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah. It's an awful story. Ugly.
What sort of listener, stroke fan feedback are you getting about Song from the Gypsy Tree?
Well, mixed. You know, I think I usually get a mixed response because I think it's sometimes, I don't know if it's challenging, but I know certainly musicians and visual artists tend to respond to the music quite well and enjoy the experience of just laying back and listening and going on a journey. It certainly isn't, I don't know if it's really iPod music to, I think it's better to music to sit and relax and kind of hang out with. And, if you can take time to do that with music, I think that's a good idea.
The one thing I miss in the music world are the big old vinyl albums. That there was something magic about the artwork.
I know. I miss that.
Yeah, and CDs are okay, but yeah, the iPod world, there's nothing to look at.
No, I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big fan. I understand its appeal, but I really, I think I just enjoy having music surround me. I mean, it's like to have the music and the sound and the frequencies and harmonics actually affect your entire body as well as the music you're listening to. I mean, or with your ears. I mean, that's a whole experience. And I think, we've lost some of that, and we have diehards who still flip records, and that's pretty cool in my book. I love albums, so I'm setting my turntable up here at the new house.
Janet, we're completely out of time, but I do want to thank you for taking time to talk with me today, and I'm sure I talk for everyone listening in wishing you the very best with your new CD, and hopefully we're going to be watching you on TV. Janet's doing a tour.
Well, that would be nice. We'll see what happens with that. I would welcome that.
Janet, thank you so much.
Thank you, Simon. You'll be the first. You'll be the first I tell about the tour.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
This is Simon Barrett for Blogger News. Wishing everyone a happy and safe day. And we'll talk to you again soon. Till next time, goodbye.